So yeah, just as a a recollection of that that framework, and as we move away from the khandhas and into these the ayatana, these sense bases, there's a I think it's helpful to recollect that there's a kind of a generalized function in the sense of there's different purposes of both in that the five khandhas tends to lean towards understanding and relinquishment of attachment to self as that it tends to happen in terms of in relation to the in terms of the khandhas of the form, feeling, perception, mental formations, consciousness, that sense of a sense of I, a sense of mind, a sense of belonging to me, a sense of selfhood tends to arise more strongly in relationship to the khandhas. The ayatanas tends to the purpose is more to the relinquishing of desire, in that desire attachment tanha upadana tends to arise more in relationship to the senses and internal senses and the external senses, the objects of attention. So that, and of course, that's just a broad brush, and is not the nature of the, I say, the perverse nature of the mind is such that we'll form sense of self and desire and attachment toward anything, actually, but. As a general theme, as a perspective of how the Buddha sees this as useful, then to recognize that when we're with this, working with the internal and external sense bases, that we're probably paying more close attention to the nature of desire.